Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, letters, a frog joke, and frozen iguanas. It's on the way in just a minute.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut.
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Be my new show on Animal Planet, where I travel the country eating the state bird.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom continuing to wear his red, in quotes, shirt.
Yeah, I found another one.
Nice.
It's clean and
wait,
everything.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Is that a Sid Mashburn?
It's another Sid Mashburn. Sid, my man.
Sid can do no wrong.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I normally wear just blue and black Sid Mashburn shirts.
I've never had a Sid Mashburn. My underwear is all Stan Dickburn. It's made from...
Once again, what is that?
Burlap is what...
what's the great joke about the...
Tube steak covered in cotton, or what is it?
Tube steak smothered in underwear. Yeah.
Tube steak smothered in underwear.
God. Oh, what's the one about the DNA check? What was that? What's that one?
Oh,
doctor needed a urine sample, a stool sample, a semen sample, and a blood sample.
Yeah. Don't forget the blood sample.
And it says, oh, here's my underwear.
Oh, jeez.
That's right.
Well, you wouldn't work for you, Christy.
No.
At least three of the four of my.
I have a letter about jokes if you guys want to start those.
I would love. Listener emails. Here we go.
Good morning, says Alfrey Woodard. Oh, no, Allie. Sorry. Allie Woodard. I don't think Alfrey.
She's a great little, she's in the last frontier right now.
Alfrey Woodard's a wonderful actor.
Yeah, she's 73.
What?
This is,
looks like
Allie.
She's 50. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
She says, I was listening to Monday's show. And this is a great word. You don't hear it enough. I was so chuffed.
Oh, chuffed. Yes.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard that word.
Now, it sounds kind of negative.
Right.
That's England.
It is.
English.
Mm-hmm.
An English person.
I was chuffed to bits or, yeah.
What does it mean?
Pleased, satisfied.
Oh, okay.
I was gutted.
Gotcha.
I was so
upset.
Chuffed when Josh did the punchline to the Give a Frog a Loan joke. My dad told me that joke when I was a kid. I nearly spit out my coffee. Love you guys. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
What was the joke again?
I only gave the punchline, but I can give you a quick version of the joke if you want.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's one of those that the setup immediately makes me laugh. A frog walks into a bank.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I like to think he walks. He's not hopping.
No.
He's walking on his spindly little legs with a cane.
When he's in the human world, he walks.
Yeah. Walks into a bank, and he sits down at the desk of one... Patty Black, a great bank employee.
All right.
And Patty says, how can I help you today, Mr. Frog there? And he says, well, I need a loan. Mm. And she says, okay, happy to give you a loan. Do you have any collateral? Mm. He says, boy, do I. And he takes off his top hat. Oh. And underneath his top hat is a tiny little tchotchke. And he says, this little thing has been in my family for generations, and it's worth a lot. And I sentimentally, and so therefore, it's my collateral for this loan. Right. She goes, I don't think I can give you a loan based on that kind of collateral. And he goes, why don't you check with your manager there? And the manager, she goes, I don't even know what this is. And the manager comes over and says, well, let me take a look at that. Oh, sure. Yeah. Everything's on the up and up here.
Mm.
And Patty says, what do you mean? I don't know what this thing is. I can't give the frog any money for this. And the manager looked at her and said, that's a knick-knack, Patty Black. Give the frog a loan. Now, there's a second version. There is another version where the frog at one point during the conversation admits that his father is none other than Mick Jagger.
Oh, really?
I love this one. Is this the one? I think it is.
Really?
So the manager would then say, because if that collateral is not enough,
mm-hmm.
he at least has Mick Jagger to maybe even co-sign for a loan. The manager would say, it's a knick-knack, Patty Black. Give the frog a loan. His old man's a Rolling Stone.
Huh. I like the first version a little better.
Yeah. Because it's, yeah, it gets
more sense.
It's getting too involved.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
What's the one? What is the one where the guy stumbles upon the actor Dennis Weaver?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And he's being sodomized by Hugh Hefner.
Oh my gosh.
I love that one.
Hey, Hugh, get off of my cloud.
Hey, Hugh.
Now that requires you to do some homework.
Yeah, sure.
But sure, yeah, yeah.
There was a time, though, that must have just immediately
killed. Yeah. Like 52.
Remember that?
No, it would have been.
The NBC 60. Mystery movie.
McCloud. Dennis Weaver.
McMillan and wife.
And, man. Thank you very much. For the nice letters. We have more of them. Do you have one over there, Chick?
Dear Bob and Tom Show, especially Joshua.
Hello.
On Monday's show, I'm just catching up on the podcast. You guys were talking about iguanas freezing and falling off of trees. Since Josh is from St. Louis, a big Cardinals fan, he may like to know when the Cardinals are in their Palm Beach minor league team, they will change their name and mascot to the Frozen Iguanas for some games this season.
Oh yeah?
That's a great idea. Huh. Get a Frozen Iguana hat.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of the birds on the bat, the Cardinal on the bat, one of the logos is a Frozen Iguana hanging upside down on a baseball bat.
Aww.
I'd love to have you. I'm going to get on that to get us some
Now, matches. On a semi-serious note, they're anticipating a gigantic storm, primarily like from Texas to the Carolinas. With they're concerned about a lot of ice
this weekend,
freezing rain.
Could a lot of power lines are going to be down. So, pretty scary stuff. But is that going to? I wonder if that's going to affect Florida again. I didn't look at the map.
We'll
get to it. So I don't know if there'll be any more freezing iguanas, but if there are, you're just supposed to leave them alone. We had a news story yesterday about a hearse going through a drive-thru.
Yep.
With a casket, a loaded casket inside.
I would imagine sometimes.
I bet that's not unusual.
Yeah, they have to have a last-minute errand or something.
And this
they
was per the family.
Yeah, the family had asked the guy on his last, I guess, whatever, coffee from McDonald's or something. Here, this is from Ryan in Delaware.
All right.
Delaware, of course, famous in the state song. Chick, would you mind?
What did Delaware, boys? What did Delaware?
Boy, that is
I don't know. Alaska.
Ah.
That is one awful Alaska. Song. I was so forced.
Well, you remember what it turns out she wore.
Well, Josh, go.
A brand new jersey.
A brand new jersey.
Oh, it's.
That it's so forced is why I think it's
and then she
fun.
Got. I guess so.
Then she got thirsty and had a, but not really thirsty, so she had a mini soda.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perry Como, right?
Perry Como. Yeah. Nailed that.
Yeah,
song.
Written by Mrs. Brack's third grade class.
Well, now, wait a minute.
What did Delaware?
Tell us.
What did Delaware?
Perry.
What did Delaware?
Here he comes.
She wore a brand new jersey. She wore a brand new jersey.
And everyone is white here. Listen to the way they sing. Yeah.
Whoa. That's where they get down. Break it down, boys.
Do they get them all in?
Oh, yeah.
I think any drill sergeant ever made his platoon do this.
Why did California?
That's weak.
What?
She called to say Hawaii.
That makes me laugh.
Me too, because that is the weakest one.
It makes me cringe.
The fact they're weak is why it's funny.
Yeah.
In any event, Orion took the time and trouble to write us from Delaware.
Uh-huh.
I worked in a collision shop when I was in high school. There was a hearse in there one day from the local funeral home. My boss asked me to pull it out of the shop. As I proceeded toward the door, a coworker jumped from the back of the hearse and grabbed me by the shoulder, screaming. I yelled the loudest yell of my life.
So funny. Just a prank?
Yeah. Terrifying the poor kid.
I submit those are the best workplace pranks or a funeral home.
Wouldn't you? I would think.
A lot of things popping up out of nowhere, right?
Oh, man.
Wouldn't you get used to it, like having sandwiches while you're working? And
But
in
movies,
you always see the ME or somebody just doing that.
All right.
But it'd just be, you don't want, there has to be some kind of protocol. You don't do certain things with the bodies.
Do you agree that
of course.
Almost every high school class, there's one guy you can tell is going to go into funeral sciences or whatever whatever they call it. I had a guy in my class.
And
turned out exactly right.
Wow.
He's a funeral director right now. Yeah. Wow. You didn't have any? You probably had financial.
I hesitate to tell you that. Yeah, I was... I worked for a brief period for a guy that was doing a lot of lawn service. Uh-huh. He needed someone for a couple of weeks. And one of the other guys was a student of that. And he literally had a vanity plate. And this is before vanity plates were popular. He had a vanity plate that said casket.
Really?
Probably still has it. And he's probably still burying folk.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a tough program to go through. It's hard to get in and it's hard
I'm sure it takes a certain type of person.
Yeah.
That would not be on my list.
I have a letter.
Okay, go ahead, Christy.
This is from Vicky. Remember, we had Bill Glass on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Glass, not the late, great football player, but the actor from...
The progressive guy.
Well, I think that 99% of people don't know who Bill Glass is, but 100% do if they see him.
Right.
Guy saying, don't be like your parents in the progressive commercials. Mm-hmm.
Well, she and her husband were on a cruise last week, and she said, we were on the elevator, and my husband was calling off the deck numbers for others to get off. I immediately looked at him and said, don't become your parents.
Yes. Out Bill Glass is a good friend of Drew Powell.
Yeah, sure is.
Our actor buddy, mm-hmm. Drew. Dear Bob and Tom Show, has anybody ever quit on the air or been fired?
Chick quits once a week.
This is from Kristen from Appleton, Wisconsin.
We've had comedians walk out.
We have had, I know of at least one.
At least one, absolute.
Just got up and left.
Yeah.
And then I've heard tell of other comedians being asked to leave in polite ways, I guess.
And I retire at the end of every year.
Okay,
Before we go on vacation.
But other than that?
An employee, right?
No. I don't think so.
Not even behind the scenes?
No. We have asked several comedians to leave.
I've come close to being asked to leave.
I think you were asked to leave. You came back.
You weren't invited back for a while.
That is true. 2 days.
Yeah.
I'm a bitch.
Well, I think that was...
I believe
that was the lady from HR.
Yeah, well.
Oh, she's hot.
What can I tell you?
They have certain...
Josh asked this. Asked the lady from HR out, didn't you?
Yeah. I said, boy, I got to take you and those boobs out. What are you, Jewish?
You got to feed those... How do you feel about the phrase "tiggle bitties"? How do you feel about that?
Here we go. We had a story. Was it yesterday about the python?
Yes.
What was it again?
There was a lady in Australia who thought her dog was laying on her chest, and she went to pat it, and it didn't feel like a dog. And her husband turned on the light and yelled, "Don't move! It's a python!" Turned out to be an 8-foot python that had slithered in through the second floor window.
You think
it was
a python,
so large the tail was still hanging out part of the window?
You think a python is your dog? That's a good night's sleep.
Okay? Yeah, you're groggy a little.
Yeah,
bit.
This comes to us from Aaron in Perrysburg, Ohio. A couple of summers ago, I was sitting on my back patio having a cocktail and a cigar while scrolling on my phone.
All right.
Nice.
Our next door neighbors have an outdoor cat named Richard. That's funny. This cat is extremely friendly and will often keep me company for a few minutes before he resumes hunting for mice and chipmunks. This particular night, I felt Richard rubbing against my leg, which is not unusual. I reached down to give him a little pat. Looked down and it was a gigantic possum. I have never jumped off a chair quicker. The possum went bolting the other direction.
Have you ever been face to snout with a possum?
I love possums.
Oh, and it hissed at me so bad. Yeah. It did creep me out.
They are hideous creatures.
But they're good to have in your yard. They take care of a lot of insects.
They mow the yard? What are you talking about?
They take care of some bugs.
I like to think Richard saw this possum.
Mm-hmm.
Went, hey, come here, man. Do me a favor.
Want to play a joke?
Aaron will. He'll defecate.
Now, this is a buddy of mine.
He'll defecate his drawers if you pull this trick on him.
Oh, sure. It's cool.
Yeah. He's my friend, but this will be good.
That reminds me, I had a dog moment the other day, but Kelly's birthday is coming up, and Hart, our daughter, is about to turn 10, but I asked Hart the other day, what should we get mom for her birthday?
Oh.
And Hart looks at me and she goes, another dog. And I said, well, you know, we have this little guy here. We've also got this this golden retriever.
Have you been training her to answer
and she goes,
little dog?
I want to get another golden retriever, but I want a gold one this time, not a white one. So I ran that by Kelly.
Yeah, how'd that go?
That's not going to happen. We have reached our dog.
Two dogs.
Yeah, we're down to two. So this is our.
How many can you have before it's a kennel?
Five.
Five. Yeah.
He had so many at one point we couldn't say on the air how many dogs he had.
At one point there were six in there.
But a couple of them.
A couple of them were small.
Mm. That makes a difference.
Did you know in this state there's no law as to how many chimpanzees you can own?
Is that right?
Yep.
It's true.
You can.
So you can only have five dogs.
Yeah.
You can have 65 chimpanzees
without a license.
That's a circus act.
Yeah. And also, I think I'm not sure about tigers in this state.
Right.
But there are several states
where
you're allowed to have them. I know there's a sanctuary.
Yeah.
50 miles Baffling. That way.
Man.
Yeah. I'd like to go visit.
Let's update these books, fellas.
Yeah. We learned that the city will, where we live, they monitor your flock of chickens. You can only have so many chickens within the city limits, but chimpanzees, whatever.
As many as you want.
But a chicken's never bitten anybody's face off.
Josh, do you know this? There used to be a door-to-door salesman at Monkeys, door-to-door.
That's a fascinating story.
And you
story.
Know who it was? Mm-hmm. Jim Jones.
Yeah.
Jim Jones. People's Temple.
Yeah.
And by the way, in defense of Kool-Aid, it wasn't Kool-Aid. So drinking the Kool-Aid is not accurate.
No. It was flavor aid.
Yes. Much the way gerrymander should be gerrymander. But let's not get to
loosen up
facts.
The purse strings there and get the Kool-Aid.
Come on. If it's their last drink, for God's sake.
You can't take it with you, Jim.
Yeah. Use real sugar.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.